took a couple years off going up to your guys' neck of the woods, and so it's good to be back. All right, the jump starting in the front court, and Haynes won the jump, number 13. Runs go, gets knocked over by Aspen, but no call, but the ball landed out of bounds, and so the ball goes to the Craig Panthers. Aspen Hansen brings the ball down court to it, passes over to P on the right side, back to Alicia up top, and Aspen shoots a three-pointer from the corner and misses, goes up for the rebound. Mary gets the rebound for Craig, and she misses, but Alicia Barlow picks it up and dribbles it off her foot out of bounds, so it's Glacier ball. Number 13.
Tulsi, is that Saw now?
Yeah, Tulsi, I hope I get that right, and I'm going to slaughter it, brought it up court, and then she passed it into Autumn that put it up and in for the Glacier Bears, so the score is 2-0. Two to nothing, the Glacier Bears. Aspen has the ball in the front court. She's dribbling around the backside, tried to bring in, but they wouldn't let her, and Pia gets the ball up top. Aspen up top, they're just shooting the ball around the top of the key. Pia to Aspen, over to Alicia. Alicia tried to get across court, and Kylie knocked it out of her hands and is bringing it up court and trying to penetrate and push herself in there, drives it in, throws it to Autumn. Autumn drives it off to the corner and passes it back to number 20, Janae. And she passes it back out to Kylie on the top. She's trying to bring it around inside. They push it back out. They're getting good defense on the inside by the Craig Panthers. They're pushing, trying to penetrate, but they just can't keep penetrating, but they're keeping a hold of the ball. We've got a travel by Autumn on the inside. She finally got the ball on the inside, and she kind of tripped over her own feet and traveled, and so the ball goes back to the Craig Panthers. It's always hard to know in the beginning what the matchups are going to be, or if, you know, every team's a little bit different, and the matchups can be strange. Aspen puts up a three-pointer and misses, and Glacier Bears have the rebound. Kyla has the ball coming up court. She's pushing it fast, trying to penetrate, and shoots, and gets fouled in the process, but misses the shot. So she'll be shooting, maybe. Our refs here are really good at saying nothing was on the shot. So, she was definitely in the act of shooting, but the ball's going to be hers underneath the basket. That's a Craig Alaska trait. I'm sorry. Kylie passes the ball in to number 15, Destiny. And she gets fouled immediately when she brings the ball in, and so now the ball is going to go back out underneath the basket, and number 20, Janae, has the ball out, and she's trying to find somebody. She's better hurry and get it in quick. Mary knocked it out of bounds on her pass in, and Mary bowling, and so it's going to be the Glacier ball is about 3 feet farther the other direction. They get it into Kylie. Kylie tries to penetrate. She double pumps and shoots and misses hard. Aspen gets the rebound, tries to pass it, and number 20, Janae, fouled her as she was trying to pass it down the court. So now everybody's kind of pushed down the court, and Aspen's going to dribble the ball down the court, gives it back to Alicia, and Alicia starts dribbling quickly, throws it over to Pia. Pia shoots a long two, misses everything. Craig tries to save it and saves it right into Autumn's hands. Autumn's bringing the ball down the court, throws the ball to Janae. Janae passes it back to Kylie. Kylie over to Autumn. Autumn is being pressured, trying to get rid of the ball. It gets ripped out of her arms by Aspen, and Aspen's bringing the ball down the court. Everybody penetrates, and Aspen backs off and tries to set up a play. She passes the ball over to Alicia, and Alicia shoots, misses. Kylie tries for the rebound. No, Aspen, and it goes to Ashley. Ashley wants to shoot a three, and she passes it up and throws it over to Aspen. Aspen shoots, misses, and Janae gets the rebound for the Glacier Bears, and she's running it down the court trying to penetrate, and she slid a little and shot and missed. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and they're saying it's off the Glacier Bears, and it's going to be Craig ball.
Score is 2-0, Glacier Bears.
Yeah, not a lot of scoring going on in this one early, but it's still young yet. So Alicia's bringing the ball down the court for the Craig Panthers, and she passes over to Pia, kind of the same drill every time down the court. Pia back out to Aspen, Aspen over to Alicia. Alicia shoots, hits front iron, misses. Ball is rebounded by Destiny. Destiny gives it to Kylie. Kylie's bringing it up court. Kaylee, if I'm getting these things wrong, you guys just text me and tell me how wrong I am. Anyways, Kaylee gets the ball in to Destiny. Destiny back out to Tulsi, and she shoots and scores.
The score is 4-0, Glacier Bears.
So 4-0, quick start coming off of that ferry. So these guys aren't, your girls aren't tired yet, so that's great to see. Hopefully they can last through all four quarters. It's always a difficult proposition to do that after you get off our long ferry rides. Ball goes to Pia in the corner for the Craig Panthers. She passes it back out to Aspen. Aspen over to Alicia. Alicia back to Aspen. Aspen shoots a long three and puts it in. So the first score for the Craig Panthers scores 3-4. Glacier Bears with the ball. And we're going to a timeout here, so I don't know if it's going to be a full or a short timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, and so they've asked us to keep us on air here. And so one thing that I asked them if I could do so that we could keep things exciting here, and I want to see how many of you are actually
listening.
What I'm going to do is tell you guys my phone number, and we might not get too far into this, but my phone number, and I'm going to ask you guys questions. So write my phone number down, and whoever answers the question correctly, text it to me and tell me your name, and I have absolutely nothing to offer you. But I will say your name on the air if you get it right. So my phone number, get ready to write this down, is 208-521-7843. And I'll say that again in a minute. But the game started up again, and Kaylee has the ball, and she's pushing it into Autumn. No, to Destiny, sorry. And Destiny back to Kaylee and passes it over to the corner to Janae, and Janae hits a nice-looking two-pointer from the right corner of the outside lane of the three-point line. So it's just a two-point shot, but a nice-looking shot.
And
Greg comes to the other end of the court, and Pia drives right to the center, number 11 for the Craig Panthers, and she put it in right behind her as a great answer to the shot. Now the Glacier Bears are back down on this end of the court, and Janae's got the ball, and she dribbled it off of Pia, so it's still going to stay Glacier Bears ball. Janae's leaving the game, and number 4, Brittany, is bringing it in for the Glacier Bears. She gives it to Kaylee. And Kaylee pushes hard into the court, and she shoots. Nice shot, but she misses short iron, and the ball is rebounded by Craig's number 22, Haley. And Haley passes it off to Alicia, and Alicia brings it up court and back over to Aspen in the corner here in front of the three-point line. She tries to push it in, and she can't do it, and she passes across court to Pia. Pia tries to throw the ball in to
Mary, to
Haley. Is that how we say her name?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I have somebody here to correct me. Pass it into Haley, but it gets knocked out of her hands, but it's still Craig ball. So Craig brings the ball in, and they pass the ball into Aspen. Aspen shoots up kind of a wild shot from the top of the key and misses. Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court, and she's trying to push in, and she gets fouled by Pia as she tried to penetrate the key. And so I believe that's just the second, maybe the third foul. Just a second, and I'll update the clock here. Yep, third foul on Craig. And there's been one foul on the Glacier Bears.
And the score is 6-5.
So
Glacier Bears.
This looks like it might be pulling into a close one. We'll see how it goes. Glacier Bears have the ball. Kaylee was brought it in. She passed the ball in to Tulsi. And she misses. She shoots, misses. But it's cleaned up by Destiny, and Destiny makes a nice-looking, you know, rebounds and shots, and the score is 5-8. The Glacier Bears are ahead. All right, so we have another timeout here on the court after that made shot by the Glacier Bears. I think Craig's going to – oh, I think there's a bloody nose on the court. Pia from the Craig Panthers has a bloody nose, and they're going to try to clean it up and get her off the court. No love lost there. I think they're just – clean up the blood, and they're going to get this thing started up again, but there is some right on the court, so we'll give it a minute. But anyways, back to the sideline notes here. I'm going to ask you guys questions about your town, and I want to see how many of you know it or how many of you are going to tell me that I'm wrong with the question that I give you. But I get my information off the Internet, so you'll have to tell me if I'm right or wrong. So my phone number again is 208-521-7833. 4-3. And here's my first question. This is an easy one for all of you that have lived there since the turn of the last century. So probably not many of you. On what year did Haines become incorporated into a city for the first time? And that's kind of not really a trick question, but I was reading this and it's kind of cool. So on what year did Haines become a city for the first time, incorporate their city? So I want to know. I already told you my phone number, but my wife could spit it out again if she wanted to talk. But it's 208-521-7843. Now, well, you do have the internet, but the blood is almost all cleaned up off of the court here, and so we're getting ready to play again.
The Craig basketball team keeps pointing out more to the refs to clean up.
There's
so
some blood.
Really
there's some blood. So Pia might need a pint of blood before she starts playing again. It really wasn't that bad. But we're all kind of anticipating the...
It's okay. It's fun to watch the coaches and the refs scrub the floor anyways.
Right, right. They don't have people they can pay for that up here. All right, well, apparently nobody is watching or listening to us on the radio here because we're not getting any text from anybody. Even wrong answers would be fine because then we'd know you were listening. You could even just text and say hi. All right, well,
yeah,
Craig's bringing the ball.
Yeah, going to give
him the answer. Yeah, eventually I might. So Craig's bringing the ball in, and it looks like Skyler got number 12, got checked in for the Craig Panthers for the first time into the game, and it looks like Sarah Yates is in as well, and they're trying to penetrate, and they do. They pushed the ball around the top of the key until they saw a seam. And as soon as they saw that seam, they got it into Haley, and she got a nice open jump shot, nice open layup right underneath the basket. The score now is 7-8. The Glacier Bears are still ahead. So the Glacier Bears brought the ball down the court, and looks like they dribbled it right off of their foot, and the ball's been given back to the Craig Panthers. So the Craig Panthers are going to bring the ball in. They bring the ball in, bring it up court. They drive down. Alicia Barlow shoots, misses, and the Craig Panthers get the rebound. The Glacier Bears get the rebound, and
Kaylee
gets the rebound and brings the ball down the court. And they shoot, miss, and the Craig Panthers have the ball back. Aspen Hansen has the ball, bringing it down the court, and she shoots a long three-pointer 4 feet behind the line. Missed the front iron. Rebound was to Skylar Burnham, and Skylar Burnham was fouled by Kylie. And Kaylee, is that if anybody that knows my phone number is listening to this
broadcast,
you guys text me and tell me that I'm saying that name right or wrong. I would appreciate it. All right, so Skylar is shooting her first free throw from the free throw line. They actually called that one on the shot, and she puts it in. So the score now is 8-8. Tie game with 1:12 to go in the first quarter. We're finally getting out of our cold spell here. It's been freezing for the last week, and now it's warmed up significantly outside, and there's a lot of rain. Skylar shoots again, misses. The ball gets tipped out of bounds. It looked to me like it was tipped out of bounds by Craig, but the refs are giving it to Craig. So Craig ball underneath the basket. Alicia gets the ball. She passes it in to Aspen, and Aspen gets it right underneath the basket and puts it up and in. So score now is 10-8, Craig Panthers. Kylie brings the ball down the court. She passes it. It bounces off of Tulsi's hands and right out of bounds, and so is Craig Ball. Kaylee. All right, so the Craig Panthers have the ball. Skyler's being harassed out on the top of the key. She passes it off to Sarah. Sarah passes it to
Alicia.
And Alicia puts it in from the free throw line. So the score is now 12-8. The Craig Panthers are ahead. Kaylee passes it over to Tulsi, and Tulsi passes the ball back to Brittany, and Brittany gets fouled by, Aspen.
Oh.
No, not Aspen, sorry. Alicia. They're going to tell us here in a minute, but regardless of any of that, that's the fourth foul on the Craig Panthers, and there's only two fouls. So number 12, yep, it was on Skylar Burnham, and there's two fouls on the Glacier Bears. Brittany's bringing the ball in, passes the ball to Kaylee. Kaylee passes the ball inside to Destiny. No, sorry, Michaela. And Michaela kind of gets hit as she shoots, but they The ball goes out of bounds, but they give the ball back to the Glacier Bears, but there was no foul. Well, no foul called. How about that? All right, the ball's going out of bounds. Brittany's bringing it in. She brings it to Kaylee. Kaylee shoots, misses, but the ball's rebounded by Michaela. Michaela brings the ball back out. Michaela gets the ball back underneath and loses it under her legs, and Skyler picks it up from her, and now it's Craig basketball. So Aspen's bringing the ball down the court. She's looking for somebody to pass it to. Pass it to Skyler. There's 6 seconds to go in the game or in the quarter, and Skyler
called for traveling. The score is 12-8, Craig Panthers.
So the 6 seconds to go. Kaylee has the ball. She passes it over to the corner. It was mishandled by Brittany and knocked out of bounds by Skyler. So there's 1.6 seconds to go in the quarter, and Brittany's taking the ball out of bounds underneath the basket. Kaylee puts it up and misses off the front iron. So at the end of the first quarter, the score is 12-8. The Craig Panthers, the home team, is ahead. And we'll send it back to the station for a minute.
It's in the way, so I'm trying to tell the cameraman for the internet to put.
And you're tuned.